Episode 1350, A Little Goes a Long Way.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Friday, and that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and boy, we got to talk. Are you ready to mow your lawn? Okay, you'll understand it in a minute. A little goes a long way. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, there is no manual on how to raise your child in today's world. And with more technology, it seems we are further behind than ahead. A little goes a long way. It would be much easier to have a manual that said what to do when with your child. But as you know, usually you don't know what is happening until it happens. Now, as a mom, I understand the need to nurture and protect. I get it. In fact, have you heard the latest term? Oh, yeah. There's the helicopter parent, the drone parent, and now there is the lawnmower parent. See, I told you we were going to mow some lawns today. Well, it's the parent who wants to mow down anything and everything to prevent the child from facing challenges, adversity, and failure. What do you think about that one? Do you want to be considered the lawnmower parent? But if we think back, some of us have been in that position. Maybe some of us are in that position right now. So let's think this through for a moment. How is this serving your child? I absolutely love that question. When you ask that question on anything, how is this serving whatever, fill in the blank. But here we're talking about our child. So how is this serving your child? Is it serving him? Now, if it's serving him in a very positive way where he can still grow and mature and do what he needs to do, then that's great. But if it's not, well, then you need to raise some additional questions. So it's confession day, right? And yes, I don't want failure to come to my children. Come on, I'm a mom of five. But the greatest success is learned from the many failures. Did you hear that? The greatest success is learned from the many failures. That's where we what? Grow up. Growing up encompasses the ability to adapt to new environments and challenging situations. It's not what is handed to us on a silver platter. We as adults are still in that process of growing up. And with that comes wisdom. Well, at least I hope it does. From the successes and the failures. We get it from both sides. But if everything is handed to our children, what are we really giving them? Maybe we think we're giving them a gift, but is that helping them long term? I don't want to go to the extreme side, but if you are that lawnmower parent, as they call it now, what would happen if you stopped breathing tomorrow? How would your child make it through? Now, I get it. We have children of all ages, right? So if we're talking about a 2-year-old, that's totally different than talking about a 20-year-old. In general, though, when you're talking about elementary to middle school to high school on up, obviously we know that our babies, they need us for other reasons. But as our children grow older, I have found they need us even more. And not because they want us to wash their laundry, even though that's very convenient for them. Fix them dinner. They love to eat. Ultimately, they want us to be there for them. That's when they're trying to figure things out. Puberty, emotions, love sickness, heartbreaks, heartaches, sicknesses, successes, and failures. Why should we take away opportunities for our children to grow up? Why should we do that? It's a disservice. Now, yes, I get that we want what's best for our child, but think about this. Are you really helping your little girl by going in and making sure that she's going to make that dance team, no matter what, before she even tries out? or that your son's going to be on that football team, not just team B, but team A, and he's going to start. Eventually, what happens is as they continue to grow and mature by years, so as they go from, you know, age 1 to 2 to 3, et cetera, as they grow older, they learn eventually what they can and cannot do. And if we keep handing them things, if we keep saying, oh, you got this, I just know, and you go and you talk to whoever, and you know they're going to get it, what happens when they don't get it and they're on their own? What happens when they go for that job and 250,000 other people are going for that one job? This is not your typical sit around the coffee table chat. I know, I get it. However, as I watch my children grow in years, I see and can appreciate how their mistakes have made them stronger. And with this, they are able to predict and surmise in various situations when challenges come up. They don't always come running to mama going, Mom, what do I do here? Because they know they've got to start figuring things out. But we can't wait until they move out of the house, because then what happens? You've heard the reports. How many kids are moving back in with their parents? Now, this is just a question that I've been thinking about. And I don't really like to kind of get on the, you know, soapbox. But we have to begin to start asking that question, how is this serving my child? We cannot raise up children who are dependent on us as parents. We need to let them rise above us for greater impact. Yes, your children, my children, they're the next generation to lead the world. So the next time you look into your child's eyes, see them in the bigger picture. Hold them closer, but remember, a little goes a long way. And that's your kiss, the Keep It Simple strategy. A little goes a long way. We can't continue smothering our children, because when we do that, it hides their beautiful colors. And these beautiful colors are their strengths and their weaknesses. They're their personalities, their interests, their dreams. This is what makes each one unique. Jack makes Jack Jack because Jack has all of this other stuff. And then you've got little Susie Q over here who's absolutely adorable and precious. But she's nothing like Jack. And that's a good thing. And it's not just because one's man and one's girl. It's because why? They're uniquely made, created by God. No one is a duplicate. We all have our different strengths and weaknesses. It's what makes the world go round. Instead of overextending your reach, let them know your heart. A little goes a long way. So let's break it down. Number one, love them unconditionally, no matter the circumstances. If you're in a tough place right now with your child, you may not like their actions, but you need to love them as a person. They are still your child. And you may be in a really, really tough situation that you never thought you would be in. But we as parents don't get to sit here and say, oh, well, bad actions. Okay, I don't love you anymore. You do love them. You just may not approve of their actions. And there is a difference. And in conversations over time, you can let them know that. But initially, yes, you may have to just love them unconditionally. And remember, Jesus models this. He loves us even when we do wrong. And I have done so much wrong already today. I mess up all the time. No, I'm not keeping, you know, score as to how good or how bad I'm doing in the day. And neither does God, because Jesus' blood was shed. So God sees us through the blood of Jesus. We need to do the same for our children. Yes, we may need to teach them the situation that they're in, maybe a teachable moment, but that doesn't mean that we love them less. Sometimes it's a hard one to grasp. but we need to grasp it. Let them know your heart. Love them unconditionally. Number two, let the falls happen. It's fall, right? So let the falls happen. You can't protect your child from everything. It's not going to work. It's not going to benefit them whatsoever. And in the long run, they're just going to come running back to you. And again, what if you're not there? You want to have a strong, independent young man or young woman who can go out and impact the world greater than your impact. Think about it. That's an incredible living legacy to leave behind when you go home to be with God. So let the falls happen. Number three, have an open door policy. Always be available when your child wants to talk, no matter the timing. And that's the key there. We're all too busy. And guess what? Our children are watching. They want to have conversations with us, but what are we on? We're on our tablets. We're on our smartphones. We're trying to get something done, paying bills here and there. Not that some of that stuff isn't important. It is. But when your child all of a sudden has this, I got to talk to you, and they're just carrying on conversation, you need to be available. Whether it's in the bathroom, in the morning, unexpectedly, maybe it's in the kitchen, right before dinner, maybe it's on the car ride to the football game. You need to be able to look at your schedule and go, you know what? He's going to be off here and I'm going to be picking him up. Maybe I shouldn't schedule anything during this time frame. So if something comes up, number one, I'm not stressed. Yep, got to take care of us too. And number two, I'm available for my child. Have an open door policy. It really breaks my heart when I see parents who just kind of shut down their kids because they have to go do something. What is more pressing than listening to your child? Except maybe a blood or flood. But seriously, what is more pressing? I can't think of anything. And yes, even church can wait, believe it or not. So have that open door policy. Timing is everything. Number four, build up. Encourage your child with honest feedback. It's confession day. How many times do we tell our children some things and we kind of like stretch the truth just a little bit? Because we don't want to hurt their feelings. Or we don't want to step on anybody's toes or whatever the case may be. But as we continue to do that over time, what do they know from us what's real and what's not? We've got to be honest now. We've got to build them up with honest feedback. You know, my girls, they'll say, hey, mom, what do you think of this outfit? And there are sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so spot on. I love it. And there are other times that I'm like, ooh. And I've had to catch myself because I'm kind of one who doesn't beat around the bush. I'm like, nope, that doesn't work at all. And if they're in that age where they're kind of like rebellious, they're going to wear it anyway. So you have to be careful of the stages that your children are in. If they're at, you know, terrible twos in their teens, okay, word it appropriately. They're not going to take your suggestions. You just kind of say, well, I don't know. What do you think? Would Beth wear that? And put it on Beth instead. And then they'll think twice and like, oh no, Beth wouldn't wear that. So I'm going to go change. So you have to be a little creative. But we have to give honest feedback. Tell them like it is. I had my son, our oldest of our three sons, called me. He's up north as a senior in college right now. So he's excited. It's like I'm going to school, right? But anyway, he's in his last first semester of his bachelor years. And so we were chatting a little bit about that. But anyway, he called me out of the blue one afternoon and I answered the phone. He goes, hey, mom, what you doing? Okay, this is where timing is everything, okay? I said, oh, well, I'm working, but that's okay. It can wait. What can I do for you? And he goes, oh, well, I need to pick up a few things and I wanted to know what you think about them. I'm like, okay. So literally for about 45 minutes, my son is in the store shopping and I'm online looking at what he's telling me that he's shopping for. And he's like, hey, Mom, what do you think of this? It was the best time ever. The best time ever. Now, I could have said, oh, sweetheart, I'm really busy right now. I've got to get ready for this interview that's coming up tomorrow. Can I call you back? Timing is everything. He wanted Mom to be there for him. He wanted honest feedback. It's important on how we raise our children. And no, we don't think about it. Because a lot of times we're doing what was done to us. Good or bad, there's no right or wrong. It's just, it's fact. And at times, I believe we need to step back as moms, dads, you too. And you need to look at how you're doing things. And I've been through so many stages with my children, and having five of them, I've gone through each stage five times now. And I still have a few more stages yet to go through. And as they continue to get older, I'm sure there will be a few other stages. And then they're going to be saying, Mom, you're going through stages. And then that will be for a whole nother episode. But it's important that we look at what we're doing for our children, how we are serving them. Finally, number five, be their greatest fan. Not their cheerleader. You can build them up. But I want you to be their biggest fan. You know, a fan is someone who just watches and kind of almost like stalkingly watches the person that they're interested in, right? That's what you want to be able to do with your child from afar. Watch them, know them, see them, love them. They want to be known by you. Be their greatest fan. You don't have to sit there and be in their face all the time. A little goes a long way. But you need to be available. Because as they go through life, as they grow up, as they fall, as they succeed and climb the ladder, you know who they're going to call on first? You. They're going to want to shed a tear with you, or they're going to want to give a hug and say, Mom, thanks for everything. And so you know what? You do have the toughest job. And at times, probably, well, let's say 85% of the time, we'll give 15% up for, you know, just maybe goodwill. The idea that we are thought about 15% of the time. But it's a thankless job. And I don't want you to think of it as a job. But I think a lot of us put that pressure on ourselves like, oh, this is a job. No, it's not. It's a lifetime appointment. You're a mom forever. And how beautiful that is. And it's a huge responsibility. A little goes a long way. You don't have to have all the answers. But what we do need to have is we need to be able to show our heart. Our children want to be known by their moms. Our children want to be known by their dads. Are you giving that opportunity to your child? Are you serving them in that capacity? Now, I get it. It's hard. I've had a few phone calls this week with my children, and I'm like, oh, Lord, I thought I was on my knees when they were young, and now I'm really on my knees, and they're getting older. And now that I'm on my knees and I'm getting older, I'm like, that's not fair because it takes me longer to get back up. But I still have to get down on my knees. I don't always have the answers. But I do know that God is always there. And sometimes it's, I don't even know that nice is the word. It's refreshing, actually. To know that somebody else has walked. And not the exact journey, but along the same path. If you're one who's saying, I don't know, I'm just kind of here figuring life out. And I don't know what it looks like. I'm a mom who just kind of feels like she's hanging. by a thread. I don't even know who I am anymore. I'm torn. I'm mad at me. I'm mad at my husband. I feel like I yell at the kids. Whatever it is for you, if you need that support, ask by simply clicking on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free complimentary gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Let's break it down as to where you are and let's come up with some strategies that you can begin to work on right now that can impact not just you, but your children and your husband, your family, your life. You want to live, love, and impact. You don't have to do it alone. Take courage today and click on that link. Again, you don't have to have all the answers. Sometimes you figure things out way after everything happens. And you're like, oh, if I would have only known this 5 years ago, it would have been a lot easier. But somehow we do get through it. It's a little goes a long way. It's that one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. God's got you. You just have to be willing to lean in a little bit more. Go master your day. Go out and be present. Be incredible. Be you. Be their mom. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.